Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Great to be with you on a Tuesday in Detroit. Gators out today, 248-539-9797. A lot of feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox, open with discussion of Sign Stealer, the Netflix documentary on Connor Stallions. Give you my 2 cents if you want to continue in that direction. Feel free. Lions cuts outside of Donovan Peoples-Jones. I'm not so sure any of it resonated with people, but if it did, again, 248-539-9797. We talked about some of the free agents that might be out there, but I think there's a master plan. I want to get to that here in a minute. Just a reminder, you could stream the show with video on twitch.tv and youtube.com. Great ways to take in the product here and participate in the streaming chat. Love people that do it that way, and certainly like to pay attention to the post when we get time. So there's some funny stuff there. Also, you can stream with the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. Then you can listen to the show anywhere in the United States. Same thing through our website, and I believe Champ and Chump are posted. Yes, you can go see who the people selected as Champ and Chump of the weekend. We'll tweet out that link at some point here today so you can see who won the Champ and Chump vote yesterday here on 97.1 The Ticket. So stay with us for that. Let's get to some of the feedback coming in. Jameson Williams is Reynolds' replacement. Khalif replaces Jameson's role from last year. We don't need to replace Reynolds, just sure-handed alternates to fill the roster. It's from Eric. Yeah, Khalif Raymond is often forgotten. They love Khalif Raymond. Khalif Raymond is a leader in that locker room, and Khalif Raymond he's a popular dude. So, and he's good. I mean, Khalif Raymond's good. He's not great. He's not elite. Do we want an elite player at every position? Yeah. Yeah, we do. Is Khalif Raymond going to be asked to do too much? I think he can handle it. I guess maybe what we should be talking about more is there anyone that can replace Khalif Raymond in Khalif Raymond's role? Can Khalif Raymond be a 40-catch guy and fill that role that Josh Reynolds did? He can. Of course he can.
But I think, Doug, it's more than numbers. I think everyone's looking at just straight stats, all right? I think, first of all, the Lions really like Khalif Raymond. I really like Khalif Raymond. But he plays a particular role on this offense and on special teams. Dan Campbell straight up asked about it, right? He's like, yeah, Khalif's our number three right now, but we don't want to overuse him, right? He plays a vital role on special teams. He has a role on the offense. There's particular routes they'd like him to run, things like that. I don't think it's the numbers thing. I think it's a type of player they're looking for.
Yeah, it might be. I mean, Khalif Raymond basically put up incredibly similar stats to Josh Reynolds last year. Not as many first downs, not as many touchdowns, but he had 35 catches. So if you're asking me, can he deal with another 10 targets? Of course he can. So you're right. It's a different style of receiver. So, but. There's not like a perfect formula. Like you need to have a guy that's 6'4 on one side and you need to have a burner and you need to have an Amon-Ra. You need to have, there's been successful receiving cores that don't have a Josh Reynolds.
But I think there's also reasons why there is an outside guy. There's an inside guy. There's a guy that can do both. You know what I mean? Everyone's got a position and a role to play. I just feel like what the Lions are looking for that they didn't get out of DPJ is, I would be shocked if they brought in another receiver here that wasn't over 6'2". I think they're going for like a 6'2", 6'3", 6'4 type guy who can make contested catches for first downs. That's what I think they're looking for, and I think they're really disappointed what happened with DPJ.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. I would imagine that they had big plans for Donovan Peoples-Jones, and it just didn't work out. All right, so I've talked about what the plan is. I mean, they still have $38.5 million in cap space. That's a lot of cap space. And while they can't commit it beyond 2 years from now, it seems rather obvious that if you're trying to win a Super Bowl, you shouldn't be afraid to use that cap space. I think they're war chesting. They're going to go into this season and they're going to figure out during the year what their real needs are. Because they got two more years before a lot of their contracts that they just signed really kick in. Those players got a bunch of money up front in signing bonuses. They're very happy. But the big cap hits are still, not this year, not next year, but I guess it's the third year. And I think they're gonna see what their big needs are and then get more aggressive at the trade deadline. And they have very few spare part players. But who are some players that might have some value on the trade market? I mean, they might be able to afford to move on from a Malcolm Rodriguez, who'd be a young player that if I were a team that was looking for a quality linebacker, I would think that I can give that guy more of a starting role and give him more snaps here, and certainly draft picks. And if they decide it's wide receiver, I mean, the Vegas Raiders start by playing their first eight games, five are against playoff teams. If they get off to a slow start, they've got a receiver that's already at one point in his career, it's been speculated on he was trying to get out of Vegas, and Davante Adams. And you know how many more years Davante Adams is under contract? That's right, two. So his cap hit would fit, it's a big one, 35.6 both years, but it would fit under the Lions' current cap situation. But they might not need a receiver. They might need an edge rusher opposite of Hutch. There might be an injury that takes place before the trade deadline that has them shopping for, say, an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman or a running back or whatever. But I don't think they're going to do anything bold now. I think they're taking this war chest of money to the trade deadline. And they're really, I mean, look, last year they didn't make that move. And we've seen criticism of Brad Holmes come in. We did certainly in the moment in time when they didn't make that move. But that doesn't mean that it's part of his DNA as a GM. I won't make a trade at the trade deadline. No. No, I think this is all part of the plan is, okay, our plan A, which was Donovan Peoples-Jones win this job, it didn't work out. Our plan B is, yeah, we'll mine and see if we can get a cheap replacement alternative, a guy that's on the open market that just wants to come here and win. But the real safety net is a trade deadline move, which I feel like they are poised to do that, and they're preparing to do that. That's what the big picture is here. Make that move. Now, you're kind of at the mercy of which teams want to move a guy, which teams fade. But somebody, there's going to be a team that's disappointing that has a player that they're ready to move on from at a position of need. It's a risk. But not as many teams will have the cap space the Lions have that can take on a big contract. That's what I think is at foot here.
I hope you're right, because I would love that. I just don't think you mentioned it. I don't think it's in his DNA. I just don't. As far as big money stuff goes, I think the big money stuff is reserved for players they have drafted and developed. And Goff is an exception to that. Quarterback, you know, position is always an exception to the rule. But other than Goff, you know, they're signing big money contracts to the guys they drafted. I think we all wanted, like, not we, but generally people wanted Montez Sweat. The trade deadline, you got DPJ instead. I think that's what he's going to do. Like, if they're missing something or a little short somewhere, I think they go low at the trade deadline. And all that money that they're war chesting is for their own guys.
Well, I think they signed most of their own guys. Not all of them, but most of them. But, you know, we'll just have to see how it plays itself out. I'm thinking this is so much money that they've got that I think they got a plan for it. Now, it doesn't have to look. Davante Adams' cap hit takes up almost all their spare money. It doesn't have to be Davante Adams. It could be somebody else that is on a team that fades and they realize we really don't need to be paying this guy. and let's go get a draft pick for him. But we shall see.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.